right, who doesn't like that song right there? That'll make you Friday afternoon. Everybody needs a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you are tuned in to the Hero Card Hour here on KERB 1230 AM. Hope everybody's having a great week. Thanks for tuning in. I am Lou McCoy, the host of the show most weeks, although I did get a week off last week, didn't I, Glenn?
Yeah, Bobby did a pretty good job in your absence.
Yeah, yes, I'm sure he did. He's a good guy.
He's a bit long-winded, though. He doesn't know how to go. You know.
Oh, yeah, he said that he didn't understand all the signals you were giving him.
No,
so.
But I'm just kidding. He really did a great job.
Oh, he can spin a tail, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the voice of Glenn Taylor, producer each week of the show. And, Glenn, how are you? Are you good?
Doing good. Glad it's Friday. Hadn't been as hot as I thought it would be this week because of the clouds. So that was...
You're such an optimist.
Us big guys like that, you know.
That is the voice of Ray Buck. Ray, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
We are glad you're here.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming
in. Ray.
How are you?
Oh, good, good.
Ray is the general manager. Did I get that right?
Chief Bottle Washer, General Manager. Call me what you want to do.
Okay. Over at UGRA, UGRA, which is the Upper Guadalupe River Authority.
There you go.
Yep. So, Ray's... Ray, we're going to bring you in just a second and let you talk about some things going on over there. I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors. I always want to make sure that we mention some of our, our Hero Card sponsors. We've got quite a list that help us do this show every week. Culligan Water over in Fredericksburg, Major Weight Loss. And, Glenn, I think we have a clip of that Angela sent us in, didn't she?
Yes, today? the latest weight loss tip,
that's which right. I can certainly use, so we'll play that later in the show.
All right.
Sprinkler Smart, those guys that will get your irrigation and your landscape looking good. Benefit Solutions, Todd Peter and his group help you with your benefits packages for your employees and yourself personally if you need health insurance and medical insurance. Premier 7 Jim, Jency and Chris, and Lemieux's Truck and RV Repair. So those are our major sponsors. We appreciate those guys. They make it happen for the Hero Card. So, Glenn, let's go back to Bobby.
Let's go back to Bobby.
So you said it wasn't a tough week, but this time last week I was in Crested Butte, Colorado.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
You saw some of that?
You pretty happy, man.
Well, it was elevation 9,000 feet.
Wow.
Right, just to start, we hiked up to some 13,000 elevations, which I'm not recommending that. I wasn't breathing too good at that.
Higher elevation, yeah.
But at 9,000 feet on July 4th, I think I posted something on that. I think it was 39 degrees.
Wow.
Had a jacket on. High that day was 75. So when you talk about the heat not being as bad this week, that is not true.
I guess, it depends on where you're standing at any time.
It's been an adjustment being back.
I would imagine.
Glad to be back. Love Kerrville.
So what's the best thing about going up there?
You know, so Crested Butte is a destination town in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in other words, you're not passing through there. If you end up in Crested Butte, you either made a mistake or you were planning to get there, right?
Right.
And so it's just kind of a – now, it's grown. We've been going there I think my first trip there was when I was 16 years old.
Really?
And so was that 40 years ago? And there were a few things there, but it wasn't nearly as built out as it is today, which is just the way good places grow.
Well, they obviously do.
So,
progress is progress.
Yeah, progress. So it's a ski area. Obviously, in the wintertime, you've got skiing and snowmobiling and – snowshoeing and snowboarding. Do you ski? You do all that?
I used to water ski, but I mean, it's something that I've always wanted to try.
Well, it's not too late. It's a great sport.
Did you drive or did you fly?
Oh, we drive. We drive. It's just easier. Took the family and one of the girlfriends, and it's simple to do. About a 14-hour drive from here, so not bad.
Right, yeah, I was going to say, that's nothing.
Break it up. We usually stay somewhere close and drive. And we went to the Royal Gorge Bridge, which is a bridge that spans the Colorado River, and it's just gorgeous.
Wow, I imagine.
Yeah. Ray, have you been there? You've been to the Royal Gorge?
I just got back from a week from the Eagle Nest.
Okay.
New Mexico.
You're in New Mexico. And that's
high 75.
Yeah, so.
Gotta love that, man.
So you had a bad week, too, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, we both, as we walked in, were griping about the heat. So, but the other thing that makes Crested Butte great in the summertime, I'm like a PR for Crested Butte. And you've got wildflowers blooming everywhere. Of course, with that climate, everything grows.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just cooler and being in the mountains. So, you know, it's a Get there someday, Glenn.
I think I may go tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, get in your car. You would love it in the summertime. It's your kind of place.
Actually, I wish I could. We've got a big family yard sale going tomorrow. I actually took a half a day yesterday to prepare. Fourth and Hackberry and Bandera, a huge family garage sale.
What family is for sale? Oh, I thought you said it was a family yard sale. Okay.
Yes, the huge family sale.
Okay, good.
But we got a lot of records. Got some, here I am, a little free plug. Got fishing lures, antique fishing lures, all kinds of stuff.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, it'll be fun. It's always fun. But we usually do it in cooler times.
Yeah, you better start early.
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, good luck with that, for sure.
Thank you.
All right, so today on our show, we're going to feature, in honor of Ray, working for the UGRA, the River Authority, we're going to feature some music, some river music.
River song.
River song.
Are you going to river dance, too?
Yeah, absolutely. You ready? You like that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm really talented at that. Don't want me dancing, Glenn. So we'll cue up some songs in a minute. But first, let's get, since Ray took time to come out today, and he's a busy man, Ray in here and find out what all is happening. You've got a big event coming up. I know that.
We do. In a couple of weeks, in fact, we want to make sure everyone knows that our 14th annual river cleanup is Saturday the 22nd. Come out to Flat Rock or pre-register. We'll start registering people there at 8 a.m. About 11:30, we'll start doing the prizes. It's going to be a great day. I mean, we already have 447 people registered for this event.
That's fantastic. 447?
It's a little over the top for us. We're managing it with one staff person, but we're doing okay.
And that staff person is?
Tara Bushnow.
Yeah, she's a machine.
She is.
Is she listening?
I don't know.
You should say something nice about her.
Tara, we want you to stay with us until you retire.
There you go. She is a great interview, by the way.
I know it. I don't like following her. She makes me look bad.
Oh, no. No, you're doing fine.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You said she's a Cornell grad.
Yeah. She told me when I first hired her that I'd ask her to write an article for the paper. I don't know if you watch the paper, but we do a monthly article called Occurrence.
Okay.
And Tara writes that. And she told me when she first got here she couldn't write folksy. Because I told her she couldn't do a research paper. It had to be in something that people understand, like me.
Gotcha.
And I think it's been a great success. She does a great job with the Currents article.
So she brings it to you. You read it. And if you understand it, it gets published. Is that how that works?
There you go.
You're the
If I have questions,
rewrite.
We got problems.
That's awesome. Okay, so that's the river cleanup is the 22nd.
Uh-huh.
Now, I participated last year through our Rotary Club, which, by the way, you and I are mm-hmm. members of the Morning Rotary together. Yep. First time I had done it, I thought it was fascinating. How many people do you remember how many registered last year?
443 last year, and we collected 9,200 pounds of trash.
Oh, that's
awesome. That's in one day. Actually, that's in one half a day.
Yeah, that's
one
just
half a day
in the morning, basically.
That's
right?
Only in the morning because we clean up and go home after lunch.
Okay, how many pounds of trash?
9,200 pounds of trash.
That is 4 tons, 4.5 tons, if I've got that right.
Yeah,
is that
right?
If
you do the math, yeah.
If I do the math. Yeah. Every once in a while I can do the math.
My math is like my reading, okay?
Well, so I saw you last year. Now, you and I didn't pick up trash together. We went out in a different area, and we were just collecting everything we could find, some unusual things. And then I saw you at the end. You were stationed with the forklift or the – were collecting all the
– UGRA staff and kind volunteers actually – all we do is put this on, and so it's usually about 5 or 6 people out there, maybe a little more. So my job is do whatever I'm told to do. And so last year I helped
sort more
trash.
Yeah, you're sorting trash. That's what you're doing.
Sorting trash.
I thought you were good at that.
I am, actually. I am. All the times I picked up Coke bottles. If you remember that, you're over 50.
When they were worth something?
Yeah, they were worth something.
Absolutely.
Now, hold on now. I'm 48. I did the same thing.
Well, I think everybody's probably collected a few Coke bottles.
Used to make some pretty good
jawbreaker
money.
There you go. A little candy money.
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Well, let me share with you a little bit about what we picked up last year.
This okay.
Blow your mind. I tell you.
Is this family friendly?
Yes, it is.
Okay, very good.
Yes, it is. I won't give you the maybe. Can you beep or something if I say something?
All right. I've got the manual beep. I'll just beep. There we go.
Last year, we picked up some very unusual items, a hog trap, a picnic table, a barbecue grill, cell phone, shopping cart, license plates, 2 matching upholstered wing chairs,
Are they at your house?
No, actually, I sold them. No, I didn't. Oriental vase, maybe sold that, I don't know. Football helmet, drum set. Some of the biggest items we've had has been...
drum set.
Wow.
Seriously, I mean, toilet seat, toilet plunger, front end of a truck, car bumper. I mean, we have the gamut. You just pick what you want.
That is amazing.
Now, what's worse is why it's there. That's the kicker.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the kicker.
Well, you know what you could do with that front end of the truck? I've seen people do this. They turn them into barbecue grills.
Really?
And then throw it in the river because that's what we picked up, barbecue grill.
Really, Glenn, you can turn that into something useful.
You could do that. Okay. Repurposing, I believe. Seen Gone in 60 Seconds?
I have seen. Oh, absolutely.
The Mustang that they... Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great movie.
It is a good movie.
But, Nicholas, I've always wanted to do that.
Okay.
I think that's what
they're cooking on in there? Is an old front end of a car?
A front end of a Mustang. But wouldn't it be neat to have a truck and you could put the smokestacks on the side?
I guess.
Just saying,
in your spare time.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. All right, so, Ray, last year we had a bunch of rain at one point, right? We had some flooding. Did that contribute to the – seemed like we'd had some really heavy rain that had caused a lot of wash.
Well, let me just say this. The river is the lowest point in the county.
Okay.
So whatever's on the ground anywhere eventually, if not picked up, is going to make its way to the river.
Okay.
So when we do the river cleanup, we don't just focus on the waterway. We will focus on the watershed.
Okay.
And so we're going to have people in different areas in the community picking up trash. It may not necessarily be right in the Guadalupe River. It may be on a dry creek bed. It might be on a road crossing or something like that. But just let me share this with your listeners, because this is the reason we do this is not fun. We do it to have fun and learning a lesson. Mm-hmm. And the lesson is, look at what happens to your community when you trash it. The Convention Visitors Bureau has determined that about $47 million annually is brought into this community for people directly using the river, whether it be camping, fishing, swimming, what have you.
Okay.
If we trash that out, there goes that revenue stream. We lose a nice annuity payment for our community.
Absolutely. That's good. Well, so with that number of volunteers, what's the distance covered? What's the stretch of the river?
We don't limit. We do all of Kerr County.
Okay.
I think there's more trash you'll find between Kerrville and the eastern part of the county, Center Point and Comfort, just because it's already made its way downstream.
It's moving
and
that direction.
More houses down here.
Okay.
But we'll have people all the way from Hunt all the way down to Comfort picking up trash. And as well out in the community.
Do they start at the park? Because the headquarters for the day is Flat Rock Park, I believe.
There is a pre-registration process. If you're pre-registered, you can pick up your stuff early and go head out.
Go anywhere?
Cool. Go to your designated site.
Okay.
But if you're not pre-registered, they just show up at Flat Rock at 8 o'clock. We'll sign you up, give you your protective equipment, give you a little bit of advice on how to avoid bugs and snakes, and send you out in the field.
Get some bug spray on.
There you go.
Suntan lotion.
There you go. We have all that available.
Do you? Okay.
Absolutely.
Good. And then there's some activities that go on there at the
end
of the
time. We have an ecological fair, and that's really cool. The ecological fair, let me find my list so I don't leave somebody off. But we have a number of agencies participating. Here we go. The Hill Country Master Naturalist will have a booth and a presentation. Master Gardeners, this is really cool. The Freshwater Mussel Expert will be there. Texas Commission of Environmental Quality will be talking about water quality issues, and Parks and Wildlife will be there as well as our own Travis Linscombe.
Okay,
who does all of our sampling at UGRA. So it'll be really fun. It'll be a lot of stuff about fish in the river and all that good stuff.
Will those be presentations, or they'll just have booths there?
There'll be booths with individual presentations or questions. It'll
That's
be very
good.
Individualized.
That's very, very good. Mm-hmm. I like it. All right, so, Ray, hang on 1 minute. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to cue up our first river songs about river. Which one are we going to roll with?
About the Talking Heads.
I was going to say, let's start with the Talking Heads.
You know who wrote this song?
Would I know that, really, Glenn? You ask? No.
I bring it up because it's kind of interesting. Al Green.
Oh, okay. Well, I know Al Green.
So
really?
Yeah, so it was originally a soul song.
Okay.
And the Talking Heads, it's a case of probably the cover version is better than the original.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's cue that up. Let Ray have a sip of water. We'll take a quick break. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio. We'll be right back. Thank you. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. That was the Talking Heads, Take Me to the River. Glenn, what year was that song?
Oh, man.
Any ideas?
Let me say 78.
78, okay. Well, that's when I seem to be.
Educated guess.
We'll go with that. Close enough. All right, so we're in the studio with Ray Buck with the UGRA, and we're talking about the river cleanup and some other activities. So, Ray, what's next on your you've got an art contest.
Well, I wanted to give a shout out to our art contest winner, Bonnie Lee. Bonnie won the first place prize.
Ding ding for Bonnie.
Her design is going to be on our t-shirts, and it's a really cool red t-shirt with this design that's been worked with AC Print, been working with us on that, and she will be at the cleanup to personally autograph your t-shirt if
All right.
you so desire.
Is Bonnie a student or a local resident? What
sixth
is her?
Sixth grade, I believe.
Oh, she's a sixth grader. That's awesome. How fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so she designed, her design is on the t-shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
We had a regular contest, and the judges picked hers as number one.
That's good. Got some talent.
Yes.
Well, isn't there some kind of contest following, and I don't remember the dates, but it seems like it was in August maybe, that they were going to take some of the trash and repurpose it into some artwork?
This is an inaugural event for us. It's we're stepping out of our comfort zone.
Okay.
Because we are hosting and partnering with the Kerr Arts and Cultural Center to do this Transform Trash Workshop.
I like it.
We're going to pick up trash and certain things at the river cleanup, and they're going to have some kids come in August 1st through 3rd at this art workshop, and they're going to design art pieces from this garbage.
Just from the garbage? Repurpose, as Glenn says.
Yeah,
right?
Trash Transformed Workshop, giving litter from the river new life through sculpture.
That's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Maybe I think Kara wrote that. I'm not sure.
Maybe they can make Glenn a barbecue pit.
There you go.
There's
Absolutely.
A good idea.
There you go.
So what happens to so we pick up 9,200 pounds of trash, and obviously some of it's going to go over there to this art project. Some of it, is there any recycle value in any of this?
Yes, some of
just...
it's recycled. Okay. The metal definitely is.
Okay.
A lot of times the glass is mixed up, so we don't get to do that. Mm-hmm. But we do partner with the city. A lot of times they bring the recycle trailer down there.
Okay.
So we do the best we can to recycle it. Some of it's not recyclable.
And then
it just goes in the garbage.
Goes in the garbage. That's all right. Out of the river.
Yep, out of the river.
Well, it was seemed like last year when we worked, found a lot of beer bottles, found a lot of aluminum cans. Lots of plastic bags and things that are stuck
things
in the
tree. Things that float are definitely
things
gonna
that
be
float.
Evident, right.
Yeah. So what's the craziest thing that's ever been collected? Now this has been going on how many years? What'd you tell
14
me?
14 years. 14 years.
Okay. And now you participated all 14 or
no, I've been here, this would be my 12th year. I only missed one of these, first one.
Okay.
But it's grown tremendously since we first started, and again I credit my staff with that and education. It's just amazing that people are willing to pitch in to work and clean up their own community. It's just awesome.
We have a very caring community.
We do.
But we have a great asset in the river.
We
so
do.
We want
Absolutely.
To keep it clean.
Absolutely. I guess the biggest thing, the weirdest thing I've ever seen is that Martin Marietta came in one time with a trailer with a deer blind on it. I mean, a whole deer blind. I thought... You're going to sell that? They found it.
Really?
Some property that they had cleaned up. But there's been some weird stuff. You know, you're talking about, Glenn, you're talking about making a barbecue kit. My brother-in-law has a pickup, what's it called, a tailgate coming out of his wall because he remembers as a kid he used to sit on the tailgate and drink beer.
All right.
So he put one in his living room so he could sit on it.
That's pretty awesome.
So maybe I would call him and you can make him a barbecue pit to go with that.
Oh, I just love that. That's a man cave right there for sure.
I heard that.
There
it is. Maybe he has a movie screen in there too. So
yeah,
kind of like
yeah, that's what we ought to do.
At a drive-in theater.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
I'd like
that's
to see
novel.
A picture of that.
I would too. That's really good. Absolutely. Okay, so we got 450 people already registered this year. That means we're going to have more that are going to turn out Saturday. And again, this is not this Saturday. It's Saturday week.
22nd.
Mm-hmm. And it's at Flat Rock Park.
Right.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
work 2 hours, work 4 hours. Doesn't
you work
matter.
As long as you want, but we will do the award ceremony and a little announcements about 11:30.
Okay, and the awards are going to be for what? Strangest things and heaviest things and
just the biggest and okay. the oddest
and the oddest.
And I should note that we have lunch for everybody too.
See, I was wondering. Yeah, I almost
I forgot
I
about
thought
that.
There were some hot dogs
yeah,
or something down there.
Yeah, I need Tara here to remind me. Yeah, we have hot dogs for everybody and drinks and the Kerrville Gardeners bring all kinds of goodies, cookies, cakes,
wow.
all kinds of stuff.
Sounds like a worthwhile Saturday morning.
If you want to get out and work a little bit and then make up for all the calories you lost,
just
place
put it right back on
there
over
go.
There. I'm
yeah,
good
there
at that.
Go.
Lots of cool drinks, I'm yeah, sure, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good. So, Ray, did we cover everything you want to talk about on the river?
Okay, absolutely.
So before you came to the UGRA, what were you doing?
I was a planner at the Edwards Aquifer Authority.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to determine how multi-million people were going to get their water out of the Edwards Aquifer in San Antonio.
Wow.
And it's still that battle still going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I just happened to be watching San Antonio news last night, and they were talking about the rainfall and the aquifer being down and the restrictions. So
right.
just a constant battle.
Yeah.
We do live in a tough climate.
Well, and the water is always a limiting factor.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you were living in San Antonio?
Bandera.
You're in Bandera.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now you're here in Big K.
Yep.
And loving it?
Yep.
Good. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. You were married to Ann Buck, who is the director of the Christian Women's Job Corps.
I can honestly say that's my better half.
Yeah. Well, I would validate that for you, buddy. Sorry.
There you go. Score some points.
You set me up. I'm taking that one. Yeah, for sure, Ray. There you go.
Yeah.
So the reason that's important is, well, number one, she's a great lady, and obviously your best friends, but she'll be on our show next week.
Oh, is she?
She'll come in and talk about the Christian Women's Job
okay.
Corps and the great work they
awesome.
Do over there.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. So big plans this weekend, Ray?
No.
Good. Best, it's the best kind. You need to store up energy for
they
next
week.
I just
weekend. Got back from Eagle Nest. I need to chill.
Yeah, you're so wore out. You're so wore out. What'd you do up there? Did you get
we just chilled. That's what we did.
Set literally.
The cabin, enjoyed that 70-degree weather, and bundled up in the morning, and drank coffee, watched the elk and the white and the mule deer, and what's the little critters that live in the holes? That's a
little
not
marmots.
Groundhogs, not groundhogs. Prairie dogs.
Prairie dogs are up
whole
there.
Whole bunch of prairie dogs.
That's fun. Now, is that a cabin that you go to all the time?
It's been there twice. This
okay.
is the second year we went.
Is it a all-seasons cabin or just in the summer?
It's all season. It's actually a ministry that provides a retreat for people.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Good.
Very cool.
Pretty cool.
That's really good. And you were there a week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody needs a little time out.
Yep. Another week to relax from being relaxed.
You probably have some honeydews you need to do.
Yeah.
So, well, we appreciate you coming here today, taking time out. You are busy. I know you got Tara doing a lot for you, but she can't do it all.
That's right.
So we appreciate what you do, and thanks again for taking time out, and hope you have a great weekend. We're going to take a break now for the little news and weather, and are we going to go out with a song on the break?
Yeah, let's do a little Billy Joel.
Oh, I love Billy Joel. In fact, probably going to feature him in a couple of weeks.
I hadn't heard this song in a while.
It's a great song.
And I had to go download it. I had to find it because I didn't have it.
But you were glad you got to, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a really, it's a happy song.
It
I
is
like
a happy song.
Music.
All right, little Billy Joel, and then we'll come back after the break, and we'll talk a little Hero Card. Again, this is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 12:30 a.m.
Through the valley of fear, to a river so deep, for something.
Searching for something.
Taking out of my soul.
Taking out of my soul.
Something I can never lose.
Never lose.
Something somebody stole.
Something somebody stole.
I don't know why I've been walking at night, but now I'm tired and I don't want to walk anymore. Hope it doesn't take the rest of my life until I find what it is I've been looking for.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at herocardonline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
Hi, this is Angela Major with Major Weight Loss. And today's cravings tip is to join my sugar busting challenge. I am offering a free sugar busting challenge starting this Sunday, and it is virtual via email and a Facebook group. Women over 40 crushing cravings. Women over 40 crushing cravings. So I'd love to have you join us. All you have to do is go to majorweightloss.com. That's M-A-G-E-R weightloss.com. majorweightloss.com, and click on the sugar busting challenge link at the top of the page and you can get signed up. I hope to see you there. This is Angela Major with Major Weight Loss. Until next time, bye-bye.
I'm talking with Chris Cother, owner of Premier 7 Gym. Chris, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you, sir.
Good. So listen, Premier 7 is a different type gym. Tell us what sets you apart.
Well, we are a private or small group training facility. We're more focused on the quality of movement and the quality of life than your six-pack abs scenario. Don't get me wrong. We can most definitely go to your extreme fitness level, but we really want to focus on people feeling better, moving better, and then that opens it up to a lot better quality of life of what they want to pursue outside of the gym.
Okay. And so I can forego my six-pack abs. That's a good thing. All right, so
don't get me wrong. I'm all for training athletes, and I have quite a few of those that I work with. But most importantly, even those athletes come in with their little boo-boos and uh-ohs and things like that, and we need to work through those to help them get better.
And you help get them in line.
Absolutely.
Get better. Okay. And so do you do training on an individual basis, or do you do?
I do one-on-one, and I also do a small group up to four people at a time, and then I can break that off where we're doing two sets of group of four as well, and so we can set that up.
And you... Yeah, and all ages, men and women?
I work from anybody from your sixth grade age all the way up to an amputee at 94 years of age.
So, Chris, I know y'all have a great slogan. Tell us about that.
Our slogan is, we work the core toes to nose. What that means is that when your foundation is off, so is your core. You're going to have problems through your lower back, your hips, your shoulders, and even your neck from repetitive movement. And if we address the foundation first and work our way up, then you tend to find better results through the whole body and better movement and better quality of exercise later.
So Premier 7, keeping it toes to nose.
Yes, sir.
I like it. So, Chris, where if somebody wants to come in and see you guys or get a hold of you, how would they go about doing that?
We're located at 727 Hill Country Drive in the Wynwood Shopping Center between Chinatown and Franklin Medical Clinic.
Okay.
And our phone number is 830-315-7777.
Very good.
And that's the easiest way to get a hold of us. You can also find us on our Facebook page under Premier 7 Gym and reach us that way as well.
Super.
And our website is also the same, premier7gym.com.
Very good. Thanks for taking time out today.
Thank you.
Oh,
I hate to cut that great song off. That's a good one anyway.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yep. Good sound. Every time I hear that opening lick, I know that song is about to play.
I love it, too. And, you know, those guys, it was only a span of maybe 3 years that they gave us all this great music.
And what happened to them? Any ideas?
Well, no, they broke up.
They got bad?
But, no.
They were still together. It's good. It's good.
Just couldn't get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it was just a lot of infighting and stuff in the band, but just brilliant music. Their albums are almost all like greatest hits, you know, which is pretty rare.
Yeah, they got a good sound, interesting voices. So. Yeah, and again, we're featuring River Music in honor of our previous guest Ray Buck, who works for the Upper Guadalupe River Authority, and Bobby Burris is now in the studio with us. Bobby, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Lou. Glad you're back. Don't you leave me here alone anymore.
Bobby, I heard you did a great job.
Yeah, that's what they say.
We had a lot of fun.
That's what they say to your face.
No,
it was fun. I don't feel that smoothness that I hear come from you, though.
Oh, there you go.
Glad you're back.
Nice words, Bobby. I don't know. You know, we just do our best. That's all we can do, man. So you had, and I didn't get to hear the show. I hadn't heard the recording yet, and obviously it wasn't broadcasting up in Crested Butte. So you had Stephanie Cash
with CASA, Hill Country CASA.
And you had some experience with CASA in the past,
In the valley. That's obviously, a nationwide type of program.
Yep.
But they had a big chapter of it down in the Rio Grande Valley. And, you know, we used to, in the television business, ran a lot of public service announcements for them, which I've been seeing a bunch for the CASA here now.
Yep. Located over
absolutely. We're a big supporter.
So, you know, it's just kids, man. We have to help.
They need our
help. The kids.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a good program down there. Of course, the Valley really needed something like that. There's just a lot of folks down there that
need it here as well.
Oh, yeah.
A lot going on.
Well, as it turns out, everywhere.
Everywhere. You know? Yeah, that's right.
And that's a change.
Everywhere. Well, and Stephanie, I had the opportunity to hear her present before. And I was just fascinated. She's just a really great speaker, and that came across on the radio, I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Glenn offered her some voice jobs.
She really has a great voice.
Oh, that's neat.
Great pipes, as we say in the business.
And you can pick that up. You just heard that when she was
talking. Oh, yeah. And then come to find out, she's done our buddy Rick Phipps, who owns a radio station in town.
Oh,
she's,
that's right.
She's done some work for him
as well. So.
Is Rick is that the nonprofit radio station that's here?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard Rick as well, so that's good.
Known Rick. Rick was my first general manager.
Okay.
And he made quite the impression on me.
I bet he did.
But yes, but we remain friends to this day, I'm glad
that's
to say.
That's good.
Well, learned a lot from Rick Phipps.
I bet you did. Yeah, he seemed like a fascinating man. Hey, let's give a quick shout-out to a few more of our partners and sponsors. Make sure we get that done today. Rathskeller Restaurant over in Fredericksburg. Fantastic place to eat. Also, we have Lincoln Street Wine Market in Fredericksburg as well. They do lunch as well as sell wine, so it's not just a wine market. We have here in Kerrville, Bonsai Steak and Sushi and Seafood.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got one here that I haven't eaten there yet. I haven't been to Fredericksburg recently. La Tequila Jalisco.
Yeah, absolutely.
How's the food there?
Oh, it's fantastic.
There? Oh,
so they're interesting. They're similar to Acapulco here in that they do breakfast and lunch.
Oh, wow.
And dinner. And, I mean, I don't know. They're just there all the time. And
oh,
so I've had breakfast and lunch. I've not had dinner.
What is your favorite Mexican breakfast?
Oh, I'm just a breakfast taco or breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah.
Migas.
Bobby's a Migas nut.
Absolutely.
I had an old girlfriend. I shouldn't say that. My wife might be listening. I had an old girlfriend that turned me on that. She made it. That was one of their home staples. She was a little Hispanic girl that I dated back in college. And that's what got me started on it. And, boy, ever since, that's been a favorite of mine.
I don't know
if maybe it reminds me of her. I don't think so.
No.
No, it doesn't, honey. I promise.
No, it's just good eating is what
it is. Where do you make Migas?
I usually get them. A lot of times I'll eat it for lunch if a place is serving breakfast all day.
Well, I'll tell you who's got the best ones here in Kerrville.
Uh-huh.
And that's our business partner, Del Norte.
Yeah.
They do breakfast, lunch, and for dinner, they give you a free drink with your meal with the Hero Card.
So. You got to love that.
But they do a good migas.
Yeah, they make good food over there. Food. Absolutely. That's good. All right. So, Bobby, let's I want to talk about obviously some Hero Card business, but our good friend Glenn here gave me something on the Kerrville Little League. Glenn, this is fascinating. Bobby, did you ever have anybody playing Little League here?
I played in Little League.
You played Little League.
Well, not here.
Okay.
Obviously
but
not
you,
here.
But you're familiar with Little League.
Oh, yeah. No, we, in fact, mm-hmm. our team back in the, I guess, about 65 or so, we were district champs. Our coach was a past professional baseball pitcher.
Okay.
At that time, I was playing first base. I wasn't paying attention at practice one day. He didn't mess around with us. He threw the ball, hit me in the nose. I didn't play first base anymore after that. I became scared of all. I played outfield after that.
That's hardcore.
Yeah. He felt awful because he didn't mess around. He would throw those balls at us. And I blamed it on the sun, but he knew I was probably –
You were daydreaming.
Yeah, probably not paying attention.
Wow. Gotta love that.
So, I have a little passion for Little League.
Old school. I love
but
it.
But I understand our group here is going to be in Abilene tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's the – let's see if I've got a note here. Is it this weekend, Glenn?
It is this weekend.
Okay, so – and they're looking – they're state-bound, and which is fantastic. I think it's one of the – we've had a few teams that have advanced at different levels, but this group would be our 12 – maybe our 13 and 14-year-old kids.
Like the pony league.
Junior R.
Well, that's what we used to call the pony league.
That's exactly right. Now it's called juniors.
Okay.
And so they have won Section 3. They won the Section 3 championship game last night. And so state bound. So they are looking for sponsors because of the expense for the families in some cases. That's so if you would like to help, there's 14 All-Stars playing. And I'm going to give you a couple of people that you can contact if you want to provide some funding for this event.
And this stuff is important, folks. Sports are important. I don't care what anybody tells you. And these kids are working hard, and they're doing a great job. So, please, if you have the means.
It builds character in these kids.
It builds character, absolutely.
And then some. You know, you can tell the adults in this world that played sports and the ones that hung out behind the baseball field smoking cigarettes. You can tell the difference.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's real important for our kids to be involved in good stuff like that.
Absolutely. Studies show that the kids that play sports are an extracurricular activity, not just sports, but band and ROTC. They're happier and they do better. So, all right, so let me just give out one lady's name and phone number. If you want to help, contact Ashley Middleton. And her number that she provided us is 830-370-2636. Ashley Middleton, 830-370-2636. And congratulations to the All-Stars, and we'll hopefully they'll be playing again next week.
Well, I was going to ask because I really don't know. I never made it that far as a little leaguer. But what does it take to get you to the Little League World Series?
Ooh, how many more? So they'll go – okay, so they're probably going to a state tournament – then they'll go to a regional tournament.
Okay.
Okay, and then those regional winners, I think, will end up at the World Series. So there's still three or four tournaments away, or at least two more away.
Well, we won't get ahead of ourselves, but maybe, you know.
You never know.
Could be watching them on ESPN.
They're talented. Yeah, I talked to one. I don't know this team personally, but I talked to one of the dads that has a son in the younger leagues, and he said that group right there that's advancing has got some studs.
Wow, that's awesome.
They must.
So, and many of them are going to be playing Tyvee ball.
Absolutely.
So, there you go.
Can't beat that.
All right, go Kerrville.
Yeah. Well, our little league here, you know, is it's a big organization. You know, when you think of Kerrville, we certainly have a retired population here, but we have a burgeoning, booming younger population.
We do.
Indeed. The middle school has 700 or 800 kids in it.
Wow.
Right here in Kerrville, right? So all that feeds into the high school, and we're booming. So we need these facilities.
A big baseball story I have very good memories of.
All right.
Is this to counteract one of getting hit?
Well, no, this is actually to tie in one of our business partners. Oh. One of our favorite things about the baseball game was snow cones.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course, we have a business partner now.
We do.
Our favorite flavor.
I'm a traditional cherry guy.
Oh, there you go.
You know? I'm a grape guy.
Grape guy.
Well, and what's weird, my kids, of course, where we came from in the valley, they're known as Rospas.
Raspa.
The snow cone is the raspa. Okay. But we're talking some weird ones, like with
dill pickle,
pickle juice, yeah, and chamoy, and all these little spices and stuff like that. I'm like, no, give me a cherry.
Please.
Well, watermelon's pretty good. I think I've had that. What about you, Glenn?
Yeah, grape would be my absolute favorite.
There you go.
Might do like a suicide, you know, where they put
a little mixture
on there, or maybe...
Well, it's a hot enough out there, so check out our folks on Snow on the River.
Yep.
They do 10% off coffee, which may not be maybe early in the morning for the
right.
coffee, but this afternoon a snow cone or snowball, as they refer to, would be a great deal. And I bet they got every flavor under the sun.
Did they have
probably
it
got
it?
That pickle juice if you really want it.
If you want it, they got it. So they're located over by Fitness First, kind of across the street from Gibson's.
141 mm-hmm. Water Street.
There you go. So a little kiosk there. You just drive through, and both yeah. sides of that kiosk are open. Yeah. And yeah. that's Joe Frazier and some of his staff, and you'll have some fun. Joe will tell you a story, too. You probably ask him about Little League, and he'll probably have a story for you.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
You know Joe?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Joe Frazier. There you go. Hey, all right, Bobby, you got any other businesses you want to?
Well,
Bobby's
we
always
definitely
want
to talk about our friends over at Lemieux's RV and Truck and Equipment Repair. You know, good time to get your AC checked out. They're doing 5% off preventative maintenance up to $50. So get your AC checked. Make sure it's ready for these because summer's just starting. So we got 2 months
thanks.
Of this. So get yourself cooled off.
Thanks,
maybe.
Bobby.
An oil change. Well, let's keep it real.
Bobby
let's
Bummer.
Keep it real. But anyway, our friends over at Lemieux's, they're going to be able to help you out with that. So
yep.
I'd certainly give those folks a call.
There you go.
No doubt about it.
Absolutely. Very good. All right, so I want to talk real quick about Wes Ely, who was my guest 2 weeks ago. Glenn, you remember Wes and Steven, that they're about to take their bike trip.
Yeah, very cool.
Their Run to the Rockies charity ride. Oh. Bobby, do you have a motorcycle?
When I was a kid.
You did that.
Did a lot of crazy stuff when I was a kid. No, I'm not.
You're calmed down
now. I like four wheels and a cabin.
And air conditioning.
Yeah,
I hear you. Absolutely. Well, so they're heading off on that journey that's 2 weeks of riding their bikes. And the only reason I'm pointing them out, they have a you can get on their Facebook page.
Okay.
And just like the Little League, they're looking for some sponsors for that trip.
And they do off-road and on-road.
That's correct. Yeah, they'll be on the pavement,
trip.
And then they'll be on some back roads as well.
Sounds
some
like fun.
So these are not touring bikes that they're
these
on.
Are no, these are – he described them all.
They do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
A hybrid.
Yeah. A hybrid. Yeah. Big, expensive, powerful bikes.
Yeah.
That's a fun trip.
Yeah.
So that's good. The other thing, this past week, I've mentioned before that we are, as a Rotary Club, helping the Hill Country Veterans Center and over on Meadowview. And that project has been to help get the front of that building looking better. And so we've done that in a couple of ways. We've done some painting, put in some landscaping. But what I really want to point out is we had a big metal sign made.
Mm.
A 3/16 piece of sheet metal that my uh-huh. friend Mark Hensley cut with his water jet, which is the coolest thing. Cuts basically like a laser that's done with water.
I've seen them on TV. I've never seen one in person, but it's really
neat. Mark's got one here. And anyway, it's a humongous sign, 10 by 8, maybe. But anyway, we mounted that this week.
Oh.
We didn't mount it. I didn't have anything to do with it. But great
qualified group. People.
Qualified people with muscles.
No doubt. That's a heavy piece of steel right there.
Took a lift to get it up there. Yeah. But anyway, it's up there. It looks great. If you're a veteran, you're listening, and I hope you're proud of that. I know you are. The other thing that's happened over there is we've done some air conditioning work. We replaced some units for them. And because in the front of that building, probably the thing that made it the ugliest is they had those window units, those swamp coolers or whatever.
Right
in
there,
all those,
sticking out.
Right on the front. Well, those are all gone.
Really?
So the windows are closed. And, in another year, because we're going to do some more things over there, that's going to look really, really good.
That is awesome.
Oh, I'm sure made a great huge
job.
Difference.
Huge difference.
We're getting those window units out of there.
Yeah, they're nice.
So they've got their new donated AC system. Did you say that was by
Trademark HVAC and
Carrier.
They combined on
Carrier,
that. And of course Trademark's one of our hero partners and appreciate Alan Brown and his team and all they're doing over there. Absolutely. We're gonna have Alan on soon. When we get that project all wrapped up, I'm gonna have him and the Carrier guy on, hopefully, and we'll talk about that a little
absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely.
So,
good idea.
All right, Bobby, we're believe it or not, we're wrapping up like we always do, any other business things you want to talk about while you're here?
No, let's remember our folks over at Benefit Solutions. November will be here before we know it, and we'll have to be talking health care. But he does lots of other stuff, so our friend Todd Peter over at Benefit Solutions. So holler at him if you need some help in that respect.
That's good. Great guy. Very, very helpful. All right, so weekend plans. Laying low? What do you guys got going?
Well, my daughter's in town from Lubbock, so I may try to get myself on the boat tomorrow. I'm still limping around, but I think
you've had a bum knee.
Yeah, dadgum it. It's getting better though. So I hobble up the stairs, so I have to hobble on the boat. But once I sit down, I'm in pretty good shape.
Bobby's one of those guys that's just determined not to go to the doctor. He's just been telling himself it's getting better.
I'm taking the medicine.
There you go. I'm the same way. You know.
Well, that'll be fun. Whatever you do, enjoy the time with your daughter. And Glenn, you're going to be at a yard sale all weekend.
Going to be doing the yard sale, going to be cooking hot dogs. 4th and Hackberry and Bandera, come by, lots of bargains.
All right, sounds good. Well, and one of the things that we didn't talk about was the Callow Theater this weekend. They've got a comedian coming in at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, that'll be really funny.
And he's funny.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Smith is his last name, I believe.
Yeah, TJ.
TJ Smith.
I believe that's the next weekend.
Is it next week? Thank you.
I believe it is because I just did the commercial. It starts Monday.
Thank you. Okay, so don't go there for that. What about Carousel, though? Is that still this week? Anyway, they're Hero Card fans, and if you'll buy a ticket at the window, you can get a free drink.
Absolutely. What a
right?
deal.
So there you go. That's all good. All right, so that wraps it up for this week. Tune in next week, if you will. We'll have Ann Buck with Christian Women's Job Corps on, as well as Rick Trzynski. Do you know Rick?
Glenn? I do not.
Okay, so Rick, Bobby, you know him?
No.
All right, so anyway, he does yoga with veterans, so it should be a great show. Thanks for tuning in. Y'all have a great weekend. This is the Hero Card. Whiskey River, take my mind.